Now, the rest of the story. Mary was a skinny girl from Weatherford, Texas, when she began her struggle for stardom. Back home, where she ran a dancing school, they said she could sing and dance and act and do all those things well, and Mary believed them. Until her confidence was shattered against the rude refusals of a dozen Broadway producers. Perhaps her faith in herself would have survived even that, except one day she heard the unmistakable knock of opportunity. Billy Rose was casting a new road show. Somehow her application had resulted in a personal audition in front of the master showman himself. When it was over, he walked over to Mary, who was standing with the piano. Mr. Rose said, "Look, kid, go back to Texas." Mary was dazed by the brusqueness of his words, at first unbelieving, then hurt and angry. She bit her trembling lip as Billy Rose said, "You can sing, you can dance, you can act, and you can't do any of them well. You're in the wrong league. You'll break your heart. Go home." But Mary was not going to go home except as a star. So she went to Hollywood instead. Mary got a job in one of those run-of-the-gin mill night spots. And one night around closing time, a man walked in whose face she recognized at once. Mary was singing a song called "Shoeshine Boy." When she'd finished, the late arrival asked her to sing it again. She did, and again. It was 3 o'clock in the morning before the sad-faced stranger had heard enough of the song. Exhausted but exhilarated by the experience, Mary went to his table. He thanked her, and he left. He had said something about, "You ought to be in pictures," but that's what they all say at that hour. And nothing happened. She did not hear again from the man who liked "Shoeshine Boy." Well, Mary, painfully disappointed and still unnoticed, left Hollywood, headed east again. And one day, many sardines and canned beans later, she's back in New York. She was singing "My Heart Belongs to Daddy" the night her own daddy died, and that coincidence captured a nation's sympathy, and within a week, Mary was on her way back to Hollywood, this time with a contract with Paramount. Well, by now you know I'm talking about one of entertainment's brightest and most enduring stars, the dance teacher from Weatherford, Texas, whom the great Billy Rose had rejected, was Mary Martin. But wait just a minute, I'm not quite finished. Returning in triumph to Hollywood, Mary is promptly cast to play in a movie opposite the night owl whom she had entertained those long, lonely years before. The chap who'd kept her singing that one song over and over. And he didn't even recognize her. And then one day on the set, she went to the piano and sat down, started to play and sing "Shoeshine Boy." Before she'd sung half a chorus, her co-star looked up from his newspaper and called out, "Hey, Mary, play something else, will you?" And Mary stopped and got up, walked across the set to her co-star. Her co-star was Bing Crosby. And she asked why. And he replied, "Oh, I'm sorry, kid. It's just that song brings back a sad memory." And he chuckled a little. Then Bing Crosby said, "You won't believe this, but I stayed up half the night once upon a time listening to a beautiful girl warble that song, and I went back the next night to tell her I'd arranged a screen test for her, and she was gone." Mary stood beside him for a long moment, saying nothing. Then she leaned over and kissed her co-star's bald spot. He said, "Hey, what's that for?" But they were both called back to work at that moment. As far as I know, he never knew the rest of the story.